sabbatical, what is the blessing that he made a miracle for me in his place in the work? The article is in the second volume of Rabash, page 1257, or in the Passover booklet, page 193. You can ask questions at kab.tv, and selected questions related to the studied material will be asked during the lesson. What is the blessing that he made a miracle for me in this place, in the work? Our sages said about a man for whom a miracle was made, and he was saved from a lion. And Rabbah told him that every time that he would come to that place, he should bless, "Blessed be him that made a miracle for me in this place." And we should understand this on a way of work. What does it come to teach us? It is known that the purpose of creation was due to his desire to benefit his creatures. And for that reason, he created in the creatures a will and a desire to receive the delight and pleasure. Otherwise, if there's no deficiency for the pleasure, a person cannot change. And we see that in nature, that if a person has no deficiency for a thing, the person cannot enjoy. For example, if a person is not hungry, he cannot enjoy eating, etc. Therefore, we see that and we say that the created it in such a way in our nature, this will to receive delight and pleasure. And we should not ask, why did the Creator create such a nature? Because our sages said, can a man ask about what was before the world was created? Talmud says, from the day in which the Creator created man on earth, meaning that we cannot ask anything about why, when he created the world, he created it specifically with this nature that we see. He could have created it with a different nature. About this, we should not ask. Rather, we learn about everything from your actions, we know you. Meaning, from the actions that we see, we begin to study, and not beforehand. And similarly, we see a second nature, that the branch wants to resemble its root. Meaning, as the root of the creatures, who is the Creator, his quality is to bestow and not to receive. Similarly, a man, when he has to eat the bread of charity, he feels shame, which is called by the Zohar, Nehema de Kisufa, bread of shame. And according to this nature, it would have been that at the time that a man receives from the Creator into the person's vessels of reception, which contradict the quality of the Creator, who is the bestower, he would have felt unpleasantness. And because of that, a correction was made, which is called restriction and concealment. Meaning, as long as the lower one does not have equivalence of form, called the will to bestow, the man is laid under concealment of sanctity. And over that too, we should not ask, why have the Creator made this nature of shame, and why did he make it so that the branch wants to resemble its root? And all of this is again for the same reason that we cannot ask about what was before creation. The kli of the creatures is the will to receive pleasure. And before the will to receive was created, we have nothing to speak of. And we ascribe that kli to the Creator. Meaning, we should not work on that kli. Rather, every person who was born, if he is not broken the kli, then the kli is in wholeness and perfection. Meaning, in every place that the will to receive sees that there is a place from which you can receive pleasure, immediately it runs there. Whereas the kli, which is called the will to bestow, because a man wants to reach equivalence of form, and as we ascribe that kli to the creature, meaning the person himself must create this kli, because the creature wants to reach equivalence of form, therefore it is up to the man to do that. And this is, as Bala Sulam said about what is written, that the Creator has created to do, meaning that he created is the kli called the will to receive, but to do belongs to the creatures, that they must create, must do this kli called the will to bestow. And this is not on behalf of the nature that the Creator created. Rather, he started creation with the will to receive, and you, meaning the creatures, must create the will to bestow. Therefore, when a man has to work with, in order to bestow, it's a different nature from the one that the person was created with. Therefore, all that a man has to do in the work of the Creator was to make that kli, which is the opposite action from the kli with which man was created. And at the time that a person begins to enter the work of bestowal, then he does not yet feel how much his will to receive stands in his way in the work of bestowal. And this is a correction, that the man would not see the truth, the extent of the evil that is in him. Because certainly when he'll see that evil within him, he'll run away from the work, and he won't even want to start that work. That is why Maimonides says that we need to accustom the person initially in shelo lishma, not for the sake of the Creator, until they gain wisdom, and then you reveal to them the matter of lishma for the sake of the Creator, which is called in order to bestow. And we should know that the man being under the governance of the will to receive for himself is called the exile of Egypt, because at the time due to enter that work, bit by bit, the extent of the governance of the evil in him is revealed to him from above, as written, and the people of Israel sighed from the work. Meaning that the work of bestowal, which they started engaging in, they saw that they cannot work that work, because the Egyptians ruled over them. And then they saw that they cannot come out of the exile of Egypt. Rather, only the Creator can bring them out. This is called a miracle. That anything that a man cannot do by his own forces, but rather through help from above, is called a miracle. And this is the miracle of the Exodus from Egypt. And we should know that at the time that a man wants to reach adhesion with the Creator, he has ups and downs. And the order is that at the time of the descent, when a person comes to a state of despair, and sometimes he comes to a state of wondering over the exertion that he gave in vain, which is called that he's wondering over the first ones, the primary ones, and he wants to escape the work of the Creator completely, and suddenly he receives an awakening from above, and he receives vitality and passion for the work, and he forgets that he ever had a descent. Rather, he is now satisfied with the ascent. Then, a man is not capable of enjoying the ascent more than the extent by which he was laid under the governance of the evil in the descent. We should know that the matter of exile, that a person feels that he is in the exile, that is measured not according to the exile itself, but rather according to the sensation of the evil and the sufferings that one suffers by being in the exile. And then, when he has sufferings, by that he's under the governance of his employers, that he has to do whatever they demand out of him, and has no privilege to do whatever he wants. Rather, he must serve and implement whatever the nations of the world who are in man's body demand of him. And he does not have the strength to betray them. And according to the extent of the pain that he feels that he wants to escape them, to that extent he can enjoy the redemption.
So if one longs for bestowal and feels how much he is incapable of making any action of bestowal because of his qualities, that is, he feels that he is in exile in his nature, which confines him, shackles him within, just like in prison, in exile, imprisoned. And as much as he is sorry that he cannot reach bestowal, and he is immersed in reception because his habits, his will necessitates him, forces him, then he hates that state. According to that, he is happy to get rid of that dominion and be able to bestow. So these are two inner states.
And as we see what is written about a Hebrew slave, that if you shall buy a Hebrew slave, he will work for 6 years, and on the seventh year he'll go out to freedom without paying for it. Certainly the slave should be happy about coming out to freedom, and he's already under his own dominion and has no master over him. And yet we see that the Torah says, and if the slave will say, I have loved my master, my wife, my son, I do not want to go out to freedom. We see that there is this reality that a person wants to remain a slave. And at the same time it is written, and remember that you were a slave in Egypt. That means that being a slave is a bad thing. And yet there are times that a person wants to remain a slave. Therefore, why is it written, and remember that you were a slave in Egypt? And who says that being a slave is such a bad thing? There are people who do want to be slaves. Again, as that slave who says, I loved my master, etc. However, again, the matter of exile is according to the extent of the sufferings and pain that you feel in the exile. And to that extent, you can receive happiness and joy from the redemption. This is like light and kli, meaning that the suffering that you suffer from something is the kli that can receive the light if one liberates himself of the sufferings. Therefore, in the exile of Egypt, when the writing says, and remember that you were a slave in Egypt, it means that being a slave is such a bad thing, because there in Egypt, the people of Israel felt suffering. That is why the writing says, and remember, meaning that we have to remember the suffering that they suffered there. Then there is room to be in joy in the redemption of Egypt. And there in Egypt, the writing says, and I also heard the sigh of the people of Israel, which the Egyptians enslaved, and I remembered my covenant. It follows that in Egypt, when they were slaves, as written, we were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, as they suffered, and he also says, and the people of Israel sighed from the work, therefore, we were given the commandment of remembering Egypt. As written, in order for you to remember the day when you came out from the land of Egypt, your entire life. And by that it says, according to the rule, that there is no light without a kli, and no fulfillment without a deficiency. Therefore, even though we already came out of Egypt, but we should rejoice in the redemption of Egypt. Therefore, it is up to us to remember the exile of Egypt, meaning to remember and to depict how the people of Israel suffered in the exile of Egypt. And then we can enjoy, even today, from the redemption of Egypt. Otherwise, we cannot be happy about the redemption of Egypt, for the above reason, that the suffering is called the kelim with which to receive the joy. That is why we see about a Hebrew slave that he doesn't want to come out to freedom. And we cannot ask, how can there be anyone who doesn't want to come out to freedom, to a vacation? And the answer is again, since he does not feel the suffering of being a slave, therefore he does not want to come out to freedom. As the reason is explained, that he says, I love my master, my wife, and my son, I will not go out to freedom. Whereas, regarding the exile of Egypt, it is written, in order for you to remember the day when you came out of the land of Egypt, because there they did suffer, as written, and the people of Israel sighed from the work. And by this, we understand what it's we asked. What is it in the work that a man has to make a blessing in the place where a miracle was done to him? And it is the same, that at the time that a man starts walking on the path of the work of bestowal, then a man comes into states of ups and downs. An ascent is that a person, after being laid under the dominion of the will to receive, when he was enslaved to fulfill all of its wishes, and a man wanted to overcome him and not to obey it, but the will to receive was stronger than him, and a man suffered by being remote from the Creator, distant from the Creator. And later he received an awakening from above, and again started feeling a little bit of uplifting in sanctity. And then when the man wants to be annulled towards him, towards the Creator, like a candle towards a torch. And the man then enjoys that state of ascent. However, the man is not qualified to extract an advancement in the work from the ascent, because he does not appreciate enough that coming closer that he received from the Creator, because he lacks the kelim. Meaning, at the time of the ascent, he already forgot that he once had a descent. Meaning, even though he now feels that he's close to the Creator, and he values that, but he immediately forgets. And therefore, he no longer has the kli, meaning the deficiency, so that he would be able to appreciate it, as written, as the advantage of the light over darkness. Therefore, he does not have the advancement that he should have had through the ascent. Therefore, at the time of ascent, he should remember and say that in this place where I now have an ascent, I had a descent before. And the Creator saved me and brought me back from the pits. And I came out from the state of death, called being remote from the Creator, and I merited to some extent coming closer to the Creator, which is called adhering to some extent to the life of lives. And over this, a man should give thanks to the Creator that by now entering a state where he had suffering before, and now, thanks God, he's in a state of good and pleasure over the fact that the Creator has brought him closer, then he has gained new vessels of a deficiency that he can fill them up with a state of the ascent in which he is now. It follows that he is drawing the light of joy with new vessels that he now attained by looking at the miracle that he had, that the Creator saved him. Therefore, when he looks at the suffering, it is as though he is receiving the sufferings now, and now he is filling them up with pleasure. It follows that by depicting for himself that state of descent, it makes him so that the ascent that he now received will spread in new kelim. According to the rule, there is no light without a kli. Therefore, at the time of the ascent, when he begins to think of the state of descent that he had before, the suffering of the descent are considered as vessels in which the light of the ascent can spread. And this is like what we said before about the exile and the redemption, meaning according to the extent of the suffering that one feels in the exile, they can enjoy the redemption. Meaning the exile are the vessels of the redemption. That means that the redemption cannot fill up more than the kelim that one has from the exile. And that is in the work when a man depicts for himself that state of descent. This is what our sages said, that a man has to make that blessing. Blessed be him that made a miracle for me in this place. And about the depiction of the suffering, there are many manners. For example, a man who wants to get up early in the morning, and he prepared an alarm clock. And then when the alarm clock rings and the body does not want to get up, and the body feels suffering if he needs to now get up from bed, and yet he overcomes lazily and comes to the synagogue. And when he sees that there are people who sit there and study, he then receives a desire to participate in the lessons, and he receives happiness and an uplifted spirit. And then he forgets the manner with which he got up of bed and came to the synagogue. And if a man wants to receive new kelim, in which the happiness will dwell, then he has to depict for himself in what manner he got up of bed, meaning the degree of the desire that he had back then, and the spirit that he now has. And then he can also say, blessed be him that made a miracle for me in this place, meaning how the Creator now brought him closer to him. And from that he receives new kelim, in which the happiness will spread about the Creator bringing him closer to him. And in such a way, a man has to accustom himself in every single thing to always compare the time of the suffering and the time of the joy, the pleasure, and to give a blessing over the miracle that he had taken him out of the suffering into a state of delight. And by that he'll have the ability to give thanks to the Creator and to receive pleasure in the new kelim that were now added to him at a time that he weighs and compares those two times. And by that, a man can advance in the work. And this is like Bala Sulam said, it's not important what a man receives from the Creator, whether it's something big or small. What is important is how much that person gives thanks to the Creator. To the extent of the thanks that a man gives, to that extent, the giving of the Creator is magnified. Therefore, it is up to a person to watch out and give thanks, meaning to appreciate his gift, in order for him to be able to come closer to the Creator. Therefore, if a man during the time of the ascent always looks at what state he was in during the descent, meaning what sensation he had during the descent, already he can observe as the advantage of light over darkness. And already he has new kelim with which to receive the joy and to give thanks to the Creator. And this is as written that a man has to bless, blessed be him that made a miracle for me in this place, meaning in the place where he is now at the time of the ascent, because there cannot be an ascent if earlier there wasn't a state of descent. But how could there be a descent if the person was not earlier in an ascent and fell from it? And the answer is that usually every person always thinks that he is okay, meaning that a person does not see himself as being worse than the other people who are around him. Therefore, he simply goes with the flow of the entire world, meaning we study a little bit, we pray a little bit, we engage in charity, etc. And the main concerns of the person is how to make enough money and have an apartment and things that he needs, etc. Because he feels in himself that if he made an arrangement for himself with the Creator, how much time does he have to devote for him, and how have he kept all the arrangements that he's committed to in spirituality, then he feels himself as a whole person, and it's already allowed for him to care for how to improve his corporeal state. And a person always sees that as much as he tries to have corporeality in wholeness, completely, he always sees that he is deficient with respect to others. This is called that a man is in a state of wholeness and perfection. But at the time that he begins the work of bestowal, then he comes to a state of descent, because he sees how distant he is from being working for the sake of heavens. And it follows that now that he felt from the previous time when he understood earlier that he only needs to keep the Torah and mitzvot, and the better of the intention of in order to bestow, he didn't pay attention to that, yet later he received an awakening from above and began to be in annulment towards him as a candle to a torch, and he forgets the state of descent that he had, then it is up to a person when he is now at the time of the ascent to be able to say, blessed be him that made a miracle for me in this place. Meaning that earlier he was in a state where he had an accident, like a car accident, and he remained unconscious regarding the spiritual life. Meaning he completely forgot that issue that one is supposed to work in order to bestow. And later the Creator helped him, and he was resurrected, came back to life, meaning again he has a connection with the Creator. And by that depiction he can receive a new kelim, with which he'll be able to receive an abundance of joy over the Creator helping him. However, we have to know that when a man asks of the Creator to bring him closer to his work, meaning for him to work the holy work for the sake of heavens, and a person thinks that the Creator does not hear his prayer, and he has already prayed many times, and as if, God forbid, the Creator does not hear his prayer. Bala Sulam said about that, the person must believe that the fact he is now praying to the Creator, he should not say that he has just was awakened by himself to give that prayer for the Creator to bring him closer, but rather that before the person went to pray, the Creator has already answered his prayer. Meaning that the person has to pay importance to the fact that he has now prayed to the Creator, and that this means that he has contact with the Creator, and this is something very important. And one should receive joy from the fact that the Creator gave him that will and desire to pray to him. And by this we have to explain what our Savior said. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, see how much the Creator fancies Israel, that wherever they exiled, divinity was with them. That we have to explain that the matter of the exile of Israel means that the aspect of Israel within a person drew further away from the Creator. Meaning that the person feels suffering because the aspect of Israel in him, meaning the desire of Yashar El, meaning the fact that a man has to do everything for the sake of heaven, that desire is now in exile under the dominion of the desires of the nations of the world. And one feels sorry for that. And we have to ask, why specifically now does one feel that he's remote from the Creator? Whereas before that state, the person would feel that he's remote from being able to acquire a bigger apartment or nicer furniture, etc. And suddenly he receives suffering from a different type of remoteness, meaning from being far away from the Creator. And the answer is, divinity is with them. Meaning divinity is what gave him that sensation that he's far away from the Creator. And this is again that before a person prays to the Creator gives him that will and desire to pray.
We have to learn how to flow with the author. Rabash is our teacher, and when he presents us with this article, we simply have to delve into the article. You know, when people go to watch a movie, they forget about the world. They identify with the heroes, the protagonists, and wholeheartedly. And that's what we have to do here. I have to annul myself and cleave to him, to when he wrote the article, his thought, and always flow with him, be literally a part of him, and I don't exist. This is called adhesion with the books and the authors. There's no other way for us to draw close to our teachers. And I'm not seeing that there is a correct preparation for it. When we come to the lesson and we start reading, we have to think in advance about going to this special event now, where by reading or hearing what the Kabbalist wrote, by always trying to delve into it, to be inside his thoughts, I will adhere to the Creator. I don't think about anything else. And also I don't make any calculations. Nothing. First, I just flow with him. And it doesn't matter that there are things I understand and things I don't. It doesn't matter. It's like a baby in the hands of the adult. He's taken by the hands. That's it. And gradually he grows and understands why this, why that, and so on. First of all, he just sees that things work like this way or that way without understanding why. And only later he understands why. So, we have to be very... We have to have this kind of attitude in relation to the article. I see that there's not enough patience, not enough interest. That's not good. So, we'll try, yeah? And let's move on to the next part.
Moving to the next part of the lesson.